We are joined now by Wes Rucker. He is the Tennessee volunteer beat writer for the Chattanooga Times Free Press and the host of the Wes Rucker Show on ESPN 1180 AM in Knoxville. Wes, thanks for being with us.
No problem. Happy to help.
Last week, it was reported that Tennessee is being investigated by the NCAA for a possible violation regarding actions taken by former head football coach Lane Kiffin. It has also been widely speculated that Tennessee will receive a letter of inquiry from the NCAA soon. What can you tell us at this hour about the state of the investigation and the letter?
Well, it's tough to get anything nailed down for sure because, the NCAA kind of moves at the speed it wants to when it wants to move there. That's kind of how those investigations go. They've been very thorough. They've had a little resistance trying to get a hold of Lane Kiffin and Ed Orgeron and that crew over there at Southern Cal. But I imagine that after they get those interviews done and speak a couple more times with Bryce Brown and his parents, they'll have some sort of a ruling on this. But it's definitely, from what I understand, it's a whole lot of little things that might make one big thing, but they're kind of working on that. The people at UT don't necessarily expect anything major to come from this, but depending on what the NCAA finds, it could very well be a big deal. So we kind of know a little bit more day-to-day on this, but as of now, I don't know enough to say exactly how much trouble they're going to be in or whether the NCAA would rather try to find some punishment for Lane without punishing UT too heavily, which is what some of the people at UT want, but I don't know how realistic that is because those infractions that he caused at UT, well, he was at UT then and he was hired by UT, so that's kind of where they are now.
So you believe Lane Kiffin is heavily involved?
Yeah, obviously, because, compliance and a lot of those issues weren't a huge deal for the most part during the Fulmer era. There were a few incidents, obviously. I mean, every program is going to have those. But Lane Kiffin brought a little bit more high profile to those mistakes, and he's also sort of rubbed his nose at the NCAA a few times. And I know very well the people in Indianapolis don't like that. So if they can find anything on this, they will find it.
Sure. Wes, in January, Derek Dooley was hired as the 22nd head football coach at Tennessee, though games have yet to be played. Give us your grade of Derek Dooley over the first 7 months he's been there, given the off-the-field obstacles with which he has dealt.
I think the early returns are fairly positive, but this is certainly a rebuilding project. It's like I told people, this is not your older brother's Tennessee Vols this year. They're not going to look as good in pads as they had in the past, if that makes any sense.
Wow.
They do have some SEC-level talent, obviously, and I think their starting lineups on both sides, for the most part, are pretty okay, but there's very little depth. They've got depth at defensive end, at a little bit at linebacker, and in the punting and kicking game. But beyond that, there's just not a tremendous amount of depth. Obviously, there's a couple of new quarterbacks in junior college, signing Matt Sims. That'd be the son of Phil Sims and brother of
right.
Chris Sims. And then Tyler Bray, the 6'6", 6'7" freshman from California. So there's a lot of rebuilding here. There's a lot of new faces. But in terms of Dooley being the face of the program, I mean, he sort of walks, talks, and acts like an SEC coach. Now we just have to see how good of an SEC coach he'll be.
Right. Looking at 2010, the Vols returned 5 starters on offense and 6 on defense. And, of course, there are question marks on both sides of the football. What do you expect from Tennessee this year?
It's honestly surprising to hear that they're returning 5 starters on offense because they don't return any up front. The quarterback's new and the tailback's new. So, there's 5 new starters on the offensive line, which is going to be a tremendous challenge for them. They didn't have really any depth at defensive tackle aside from Montori Hughes and Marlon Walls, who are a couple of pretty good players, but there were just 2 of them. And now there's just 1 because Marlon Walls ruptured his Achilles and is out for the season. So, they might be playing a couple of 255, 260-pound guys at defensive tackle. They're going to be playing a lot of freshmen, a lot of redshirt freshmen on both sides of the ball. And I think that, honestly, it's going to be hard for them to go 6-6 and go to a bowl game. You look at the schedule and you look at the talent Tennessee has and the depth Tennessee has, and, I see 4 wins in there pretty easily with UT Martin and UAB and Memphis and Vanderbilt. And then Kentucky's kind of a toss-up. They've won that game 25 years in a row, so it sounds funny to say that game's a toss-up, and it is in Knoxville.
Right.
But I don't know about that game. And then obviously Masoli going to Ole Miss changes the complexion of that game. So I think it's going to be all they can do to get to 6-6.
Yeah, talking about the schedule, they have home games this year against the 2 previous national champions, Florida and Alabama, but they have road contests with the likes of Georgia and LSU. How easy would it be for Tennessee not to make it to a bowl this year?
Oh, I think on some days I leave the practice field thinking there's a better chance they won't go to a bowl game than they will.
Mm-hmm.
And that is not an indication of Dooley's inability to coach. You have to look at this being the third head coach in 3 years. In between the Fulmer and Kiffin eras, there were 10 or 11 guys that left the program in between. You've had three or four high-profile exits since Dooley came to Knoxville. So there's been a lot of turnover there. It's the third system in 3 years, new coaches, new players, and they're having to get used to each other in a hurry. So especially when you look at the depth situation, they're a couple of injuries away from me saying with almost certainty they won't go to a bowl game. But right. as the situation is now, if they stay healthy, I'd say it's almost a coin flip.
What is your, as far as position, what's your surprise this year from Tennessee to the upside?
I would say that tailback Torn Poole is a guy that not a lot of people know a lot about. He's from kind of the Georgia-South Carolina border over there. Was a pretty highly rated recruit, but not a super huge recruit. And he has waited for 3 years now, or 3 or 4 years, for an opportunity to play. He's been behind a couple of pretty darn talented guys who are in the NFL now and making good money, in Arian Foster and Montario Hardesty, and then obviously Bryce Brown a little bit last year. So it's been a struggle for him to get on the field, but when he gets on the field in scrimmages, if he goes to a scrimmage without breaking off 140-yard run, it's kind of a surprise.
Right.
So he's a guy that you probably need to know if you're following Tennessee this year. And then I would say tight end Luke Stocker will be collecting NFL paychecks this time next year.
Sure.
He's a very good player. And then I would say at the wide receiver position, a whole lot of young talent. Derrick Rogers and Justin Hunter are a couple of 6'3", 6'4", type kids, freshmen, along with 6'6", Matt Milton. A really good young wide receiver core. And I think you might hear something from those guys before the end of the season.
Right. Timetables are always dangerous. But how far down the road do you see it being before Tennessee is back to that national prominence that they held just a few years ago?
Well, I'll know a lot more this year, honestly, as soon as I see him play a little bit. They've put the foundation down. Now, Dooley has recruited a lot of guys who aren't necessarily 4- and 5-star talents, but guys who have really, really high GPAs, had a lot of Duke, Vanderbilt, Stanford type of offers. They've had a couple of 4-stars in that mix, but not a lot. And it's a little different recruiting style from Tennessee. Dooley seems like he's building for the long haul. He's teaching these players, spending a whole lot of time teaching them life lessons, like, you know, interest on a credit card, what does that mean?
Sure.
You sign a lease for an apartment, what does that mean? He seems to be trying to build men as much as football players. So I sort of like what I'm seeing in terms of the groundwork, but he signed a top 10 recruiting class last year. This year is going to be a pretty decent recruiting class, but I'd say competing for SEC championships maybe 3 years away, maybe 2-3 years away.
Well, we will certainly look forward to that. Wes, you've been very generous to give us some of your time, and I know you're deep into coverage of 2 days there in Knoxville, so we'll let you run. But this has certainly been a pleasure.
Anytime you need help.
Thank you very much. Wes Rucker of the Chattanooga Times Free Press, and also the host of the Wes Rucker Show on ESPN 1180 in Knoxville.